drive up and knock off.
And then the inside part, you got to get the inside
out. Well, man, to get that inside out, we don't ever use them. They make walnuts, and I'm fond of the walnut nuts, but hell, they're too hard to get out of there. You have to take a sledgehammer and anvil to get those damn holes broke.
Yeah.
Now, you talked about eating. We have acorns and mast and stuff like that in the woods, but so far as I know about those.
You ever eat an acorn?
No.
I don't see anybody could eat those things.
They're bitter, I think. But wildlife loves it today. They eat a lot.
Mast?
Huh?
Where does mast come from?
Well, that's what we call mast, acorns and
beech trees.
Trees like that in the woods.
You got that old kind of tree old George Washington cut down?
Cherry tree?
Yeah.
They don't grow here. I don't know whether anybody has ever grown them or not.
When you eat the cherry, what's the part you throw away in the inside? The what?
The kernel, I imagine.
The kernel of the cherry?
Mm-hmm.
Have you got any of those kind of bushes that make your skin break out?
You talking about poison oak?
Yeah.
Poison ivy, I don't know what's the real term for it, yeah. But you know, they don't do it on everybody. Some people are awful bad about it, but I could wipe my tail with on that stuff. It didn't take me.
Is that so?
Yeah.
God, well, you're lucky, because I can't get within 3 feet of it.
You can't.
It'll break me out.
I remember one time I was up at the park up there out of St. Joe. A bunch of ladies, they were talking about the poison ivy around there, and I spotted it, you know. It was hot too, that man. I said, oh, shit, that stuff's all right. I just went up to the trees and pulled it off with my hand and throwing it down. And I thought about it afterwards. Somebody said that you could be immune to that stuff, and then all of a sudden you'd be allergic to it. And I said, not done. I was being smart and showing off. I said, no, I suppose not break out with that stuff, but I didn't.
Some of the berries, what kind of berries do you get here, sir? I wanted to ask you about the kind.
Well, we have a blackberry. They'll take you if you let them in places. I had a little garden out there, and they just absolutely taking it. And then they have a dewberry.
A little bit better than a blackberry.
We have a cross, I reckon it is, that comes between the dewberry and the blackberry, right a little earlier. They don't have as much growth as the blackberry. The dewberry don't have much growth. And we have a wild strawberry here, but it don't have any taste. Now, my wife says in Mississippi that wild strawberries have taste.
They got a white middle in them? Strawberries?
They look very much like strawberry. I don't remember what they look like in the middle, but they don't have any insipid. They don't have any taste.
I feel like I need
to. You got kind of a berry with a rough surface. They're red. Some are red, some are black.
No.
Raspberries? Yeah.
We don't have them.
They fall
now, around pretty close to here, we have a, what is that thing that you have to have over there in Franklin County? They have them on bushes, I believe. Little blue. Mm-hmm.
Here's a hackberry tree right out.
Oh, I ain't talking about that. We talking about berries that eat.